Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Oh, welcome to the catch up. The first in 2.5 weeks that has both Josiah and Ellie in it.
Chabon?
No.
Sia?
No. Try again.
Miriam and Jess.
Keep trying.
Nothing, Amir.
Keep going.
Ditten, Amir. What no. Other Albanian do I know?
A la Makino.
Very good. You sound like you're speaking in tongues.
That's what Albanian sounds like to all of us non-Albanian speakers.
I'm back from Albania, guys. It feels good. I'm meant to be jet lagged, but nah, I feel amazing.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Why was the show so awful then?
It's a good point. Why should people listen to this podcast? Don't. It was awful.
Yeah, nah. Nah, it's a good one. We both had a bit of energy for once, which was nice.
For once.
Usually I hate Mondays. Today you put the sparkle in my eye that is never usually there on Monday,
Josiah. Oh, you're welcome, Eleanor Rose Chaney. Tomorrow will be a terrible show, we can guarantee. Yeah. But today, bit of fun. We had the dude from Survivor.
Yeah, came in at the last minute, that chat, so we weren't prepped for it. So we started just talking to him about poo.
Oh, yeah, we did.
You know?
That's not a joke.
And then all good fallback topics.
The phones went off when we talked about Siri and should we be polite to our phone assistant or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called, phone assistants?
Yeah. Yeah. I reckon it is.
We nearly hung up on a caller, so that was a bit controversial.
Yeah, I know. We got deep. All right, cool. Well, this has been fun. Let's do it all again tomorrow. Can't wait.
What should we do? Should we go have a siesta or have a coffee? What
Let's
do we do
with
that?
Have a frothy, bro.
Let's go have a beer.
Yeah, beers on a Monday.
Nah, I had enough of those in Albania.
Oh. Did you go to Albania?
Chikemi?
Podcast.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
That is my first day back. Good to be here, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm sure you'll miss me so much.
Did you go away?
Yeah, where? I went to a little place called Albania.
Did you? I didn't... What, do you have a connection to Albania?
I do. My father was from there. I should say Miriam and Jess to all my Albanian listeners this morning. Sia Chabon, Ellie? No, you can't speak it. Now I'm fluent.
No.
I've got,
is that a word?
It's actually yo.
Oh, God. Yo.
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 I kept getting it mixed up with yes over there. So they'd ask me a question. I was like, yo. And then they go, oh, that's actually no. I was like, I'm so sorry. No, so I did go over there. So the reason why I did go, for those that missed it just before we left, we had my dad in the studio. Mm-hmm. But basically, there's a long story short about my family history. My surname used to be Cameron. Mm-hmm. So basically, there's a story going around. It's not a story. It's my family history. My grandparents moved to Australia for a better life in the late 50s, early 60s. My grandfather was unfortunately killed, and mm-hmm. my grandmother ended up in a mental hospital due to a few things, depression, etc., because of the reaction to what happened to my grandfather. All the kids ended up getting adopted out. There was four of them, including my father, mm-hmm. who was about 8 years old at the time. Anyway, that's why my surname growing up was Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to 25 years later, which is about 4 or 5 years ago for me, I wanted to acknowledge my grandfather, and so I ended up changing my last name to my real last name, which is Sharla, and that's why I'm obviously Josiah Sharla now.
Yeah.
Many people don't know that because before I came to the Golden Valley, I've always had the name Sharla here.
Yeah.
Anyway, when I landed in Albania, which was my first trip ever back to the mother country, I actually got to, it was quite cool. Like, I stayed in the house, like, this is where I lived the whole time I was there, where my grandfather grew up and was born. So, there was lots of nice moments that I had. Anyway, a radio and TV station over there, they found out my story and they loved it.
Oh,
so, they asked if me and my uncle could come on the show, and obviously, I had a translator and they did that. Anyway, the video went up. And it went all right. Like, they got a fair few views, and a news.com of Australia decided to follow up with the story on their website.
Yeah.
The people that interviewed me, let me put it in comparison. It's basically like the sunrise of the Today Show of Kosovo. And the guy that interviewed me is basically the Karl Stefanovic or the Koshi of Albania. Anyway, it ended up going viral. It's currently had more than 500,000 views.
Oh.
And every single news outlet in Albania has covered this story.
So you're pretty much famous in Albania.
Well, the funny thing is my Instagram followers and Facebook went through the roof. You would have died. You would have died. Yes, I know we're having a laugh, but it's a touching story. But it came to the point where people were stopping me. And I'm not joking.
Hold on. You were getting papped. Hold on. The paparazzi are after you over in Kosovo.
Well, I didn't have cameras following me, but men were stopping
me. I'll bring that down
at
then.
Cafes.
Yep.
And literally coming up and giving me hugs and saying stuff to me in Albanian, basically saying thank you for what you've done for your country and acknowledging your roots. They were treating me like I was a hero. Like people.
God, we got the Martin Luther King of Albania sitting over here, guys.
I had the lady that was grabbing my cheek and she's like, mashallah, mashallah. She's like, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Do they know? Do they know that you're just a dude in Shepparton, like
on the radio,
going up, never wearing a shirt, walking around, like winking at chicks and stuff all the time? Like you're hardly Elvis Presley.
They don't care. They go to my Instagram, see me topless doing a few selfies, and they're like, "That guy, what he did is so worthy of our country." So, guys, I understand that. Yes, I'm mildly famous here, but my goodness, overseas, I'm like Brad Pitt.
You're not mildly famous anywhere, buddy. No one wants to hear you.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
How's this, Ellie? A survey's come out, 274 adults. I don't know why such a specific number was surveyed and studied on how and whether we should be nice to virtual assistants. So a virtual assistant is someone like Siri on your iPhone or Alexa. You may have one of those.
Yep.
Hey, here we go. Let's play the game again because people message us whenever we say, hey, Siri, that all the phones in the cars go off.
Yeah.
So let's do it. You ready?
I mean, don't touch your phone, obviously, if you're driving, but hey, Siri, call 13 12 16.
See if it rings. Apologies to all
She's
the phones that went off.
Me. Yeah.
No, but great. The survey found that adults should be teaching their kids to be polite to Siri and Alexa or whatever virtual assistant you may use. Now my phone's going off.
Someone's calling.
Morning.
Hello, you're live on the radio.
Hi.
Hi. Did you mean to call us or did Siri call us?
No, Siri did it.
Did you tell Siri to do it or is that because of Ellie saying it?
Because of Ellie saying it.
Oh, look at you. You're on the radio. What's your name?
Belinda.
Right. Belinda.
Belinda, stay there because I want to talk to you. What are your thoughts on this, right? Do you have kids of your own, Belinda?
No, I don't.
If you did, do you think you would teach your kids manners towards a virtual assistant? So at the end of asking Siri to play a song, you then finish it with, thanks so much, Siri.
I think I probably would, so that it would carry on with everything else in life.
That's what
exactly,
and that's what they're saying. They're saying with the rise of all these virtual assistants, kids are just saying things, and the manners are actually changing. And that's why they surveyed these people because their kids' manners aren't like the kids' manners from when we grew up.
Yeah,
I agree wholeheartedly. I always say please, like, "Hey Siri, can you please give me directions to Wyndham Street?"
See, I'm the opposite.
If I'm driving to Wyndham
Street. Then you say thanks so much at the end.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite. I understand we need to teach our kids manners, yes.
Yeah.
But they're a virtual assistant. They're not a real person.
Yes, but okay, if it was a real assistant, you'd be saying thank you and please to her.
Yeah, it will, but this isn't a real person. This person doesn't have a heartbeat or feelings. I tell you what, if you saw a transcript of how I speak to Alexa, because I've got an Alexa speaker at home,
yeah,
you would be shocked.
Poor Alexa. She's just doing her job. I guess she may not have feelings, but... Do you know what? It's going to get to the point where you've spoken more to Alexa during the day than a normal person, right?
True.
And then you're going to go out and you're going to forget to say thank you to the person at Coles serving you your chocolate.
Well, imagine if I spoke to the person at Coles like I speak to Alexa. Ask my roommate Morgan how I speak to Alexa. Hey, Alexa, you mole. Play Dean Lewis. Thanks. I won't say what word I normally say.
Josiah, you're setting a bad example for kids everywhere. Let's open it up to the Goulburn Valley this morning. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call. Weigh in on this debate. Should we be teaching our kids manners towards virtual assistants or not?
Absolutely not. Teach it to real life people, to a stupid robot. Tell it what to do. You know what? They're a virtual slave. Oh, that's what they are, slaves.
You're a slave. All right, give us a call now or just listen to me. Hey Siri, call 13 12 16.
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Let's go to Ruby and Echuca. Ruby, what are your thoughts on this? Should we be polite to them?
I definitely think so, especially because if you take a close look, they're all females.
It's a good point. You know you can change it though, Ruby. I don't know.
Definitely.
You can change it to a male. I know you can change the accent because my girl is actually Irish, Siri.
I have too, and I think it's a great idea because we need to get in that habit as well.
Yeah, that's a great point because I suppose for like young boys, if you're teaching them to, you know, just be rude to a robot or not necessarily teaching them but not reinforcing the good manners, then yeah, violence against women, it's a real issue in our society.
Yeah, exactly. Totally.
You good go, point. Girl. Or you can change it to a guy and then you can speak to it like crap.
Yeah. Just tell him to pick up his socks. All right, thanks for your call, Ruby.
Thank you.
All right, let's move on to Tanya from Devonish. Tanya, what are your thoughts on this? Should we be using manners or not?
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Do you that have kids, Tanya?
Yes, I do, Ellie. I have a 17-year-old son and a 15-year-old daughter.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yes, I know. I've got shares in the bottle shop.
So do you reinforce this with your kids? I mean, I suppose your kids are a little bit older, so they've come in at the tail end of Siri's rise to fame. But, yeah, do you make them use nice language towards her?
Yes, I do. I definitely do. That's one thing I've always taught my kids is to have manners, and I actually get complimented on that.
Yeah.
But there was one incident when my daughter's friend was talking to Alexa and was being quite rude, and she actually got cranky and hung up on her.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Didn't know that could happen.
No, well, I didn't either, and I found it rather amusing because they had upset her.
Tanya, yeah. I like to think that my parents raised me well and I do have good manners. I have been complimented in the past, surprisingly. However, when I speak to Alexa, I couldn't care less because it's a robot.
But the problem is, Desire, that the world is coming into robots and everything seems to be run by it. So if we don't teach our children to use their manners against robots, well, then they're not going to speak to humans that
way. Exactly. The behaviour will infiltrate.
Hey, Siri, hang up on Tanya.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Survivor, it's back again on our televisions. I'm loving this season. And you know what? I'm super mad because last night I was driving back from Melbourne. I missed the episode.
How dare you, Ellie?
So I didn't get to see who went home. And so I was hiding all the news outlets from me this morning because I was like, I don't want to see. I want to go home and watch it on 10 Play this afternoon.
And
then
now
we get contacted by Wynn saying, hey, do you want to interview the latest evictee? And that person is Matt from Survivor. Morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. I'm sorry for the spoiler, okay? I'll take that as my fault.
How dare you? How dare you? I know we had this interview come through and I was like, Josiah, I don't want to take it because I want to watch it in real time. But hey.
I said, no, spoilers, yeah. Please. Hey, Matt, are you devastated? Is it still worth Ellie watching it even though she knows that you get eliminated?
You know, it might not be as fun, but it's definitely worth a watch. I think the tribal council last night was very entertaining and it kind of could have gone anyway.
Yeah, from what I've heard, it was explosive, like shocks, twists, turns. You kind of got caught in the crossfire, is that right?
Very much so. I don't think anyone specifically wanted me to go home, but at the end of the day, someone has to, and that was me.
Sucks, though, because you are one of the champions, and you are a competitive person. You're a professional wrestler. That competitive side to you, when you do get eliminated, does it hurt a bit?
It does suck. It hurts the ego, definitely, especially because you know it's going to be on national TV. Everyone's going to see that you're a bit of a loser. But luckily, you know, it was filmed a little bit ago, so I've managed to make it feel a little bit better.
And also, you made it pretty far. Like, it's not like you're the first one to go.
I think that was, everyone acts like they want to win, but when everyone goes in, all you want to do is not be first out.
Yeah.
When you're not first out, it's okay.
At least you're a professional wrestler that is a loser for one night. I'm a professional loser, Matt.
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, I'll take something from that.
Yeah, true. And if anyone calls you a loser, you can just, like, get a chair on them and whack. Is that what you do in wrestling?
It's WWE.
Oh, isn't that the same thing?
No, it is the same thing. But usually, luckily, I don't need it. I don't need a chair. I'm dangerous enough with my, you know, my hands and my feet.
Can you represent us in the Olympics, Matt?
They haven't got pro wrestling in the Olympics at the moment. You know, they don't do cage matches, unfortunately, but I wish they did.
Maybe you should put on a couple of KGs and do sumo wrestling.
That's not in the Olympics.
Unfortunately, you know, Survivor, unfortunately, you know, I lost too much weight. I can't be a sumo now.
Yeah, true. All right, now talk to us about the food on Survivor because I've always been interested in this. Just how little are you eating? What's a daily menu for you?
So usually, you know, we don't have plates, so we have shells that we use and you're looking at, if you're lucky, 3 shells of rice kind of a day. And then luckily we had lots of coconuts around, so if you were really hungry, we'd cook up some coconut or drink some coconut milk.
What type of rice? Jasmine, basmati, brown?
Whatever the blandest type of rice was, it was that one.
Coconut rice, fresh from
fresh
from Thailand.
I mean, we put it together, and you know, when we really wanted a treat, we'd have some coconut rice.
If they gave you a plate of like Nasi goreng, that'd be all right. I could live off that for 50 days.
Yeah, well, you say that, but then like day 12 of having the same thing, all of a sudden it's not as entertaining.
Maddie, that's my favourite show on TV is Survivor, but my only problem is the show is they don't show everything, so I want to know the real details. Whereabouts do you do poos?
No.
Well, luckily there's a lot of space in the jungle as long as you don't, you know, do it on the path, which someone did day one and we're still trying to find out the phantom pooer. We don't know who it was.
On the path?
Someone did it on the path. Unfortunately, a poor cameraman was walking to the camp and went through and no one's admitted to it. To this day, we've asked in our group chat. No one knows who it was.
Are you sure it wasn't like a lizard or like a bear or something?
Must have been a big bear.
Mate, just do it in the ocean. It's a lot easier for everyone.
Now, whenever we get a Survivor contestant on this show, that's going to be our first question. Was, did you poo on the path?
Tell us about that path turd.
Oh, well, Matt, you've really brought a lot of joy to it. I'm glad I didn't watch the episode because you've so brought good. Me more than I could have ever hoped for.
See, that's the Survivor we need to see. They should be showing us the path turd and everyone trying to figure out who did it.
Matt, you've been a joy to watch. Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Survivor is back on Win 7:30 tonight.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I have been away. I've been over in Albania.
Hold on. What was that?
Albania.
Albania, this?
Albania. Plenty of those to happen. What a trip it was. I will have some details on something that happened to me on the holiday later on. But a couple of times last week, a little tradition, what we do over there, which you're going to hate, is all the men get together.
Oh, the boys.
It's basically like the Albanian version of Australia's, the boys, except instead of going out with all the boys, you do it with your uncles and cousins and stuff. So all the boys were out for dinner. It's so good. Beers with the uncles, food, whatever it is. They come out with these platters of just meat, my favorite. Also yours. Basically, it just, you don't know what you're eating. It just looks like chicken platters, all that sort of stuff. And while you have your beers, you feast on some meat. I went, so as the boys do. Albania. It's just a regular Tuesday night for you.
Anyway. Yeah, the boys.
Well, I wanted to know what I was eating. Yeah. Because obviously I'm like, that looks like meat. That looks like chicken. There was a couple of things there that I'm like, I have no idea what that is. I said to my cousin, what's that one? He goes, I'll just try it. It's really nice.
Oh, no. Never just try it when you're in a foreign country.
I don't mind that though because I'm up for anything. So I try. Albania. Sorry, I should say almost everything. Turns out, Ellie, it was bull's balls. Just a couple of testicles in my mouth. It's a regular Tuesday for me.
Oh my God, we're making meat jokes and you actually ate balls.
I had two balls in my mouth. Bull's balls. That's a regular customized dish over there. And you know what? It was delicious. And you know what? I will put those bull's balls in my mouth again in the future.
You know what? You've come back with an announcement to make.
I'm coming out. I want the whole world to see. No, that was one thing. That wasn't even what I was going to talk about. The big thing that I thought was probably the craziest thing I've ever had, and this is what I was very tentative about eating. Mm. And it looked like a bit of piece of chicken, but the meat was a bit mincy, and I had it, and it was delicious. It tasted like a fried egg mixed with, I don't know, chickeny type taste. Turns out it was... Vegans, listen up, turn your radios right up because you're about to have an epileptic fit. Baby cow brains.
Oh!
That's right. And you know what? I went back the next night and we had it again. And the night after that, it was delicious.
So early for this chat. You know, like I haven't even had my Vegemite on toast yet and you're talking about cow's brains.
Baby cow brains because apparently it tastes better when they're younger.
Oh, disgusting.
Vegans are honestly, they're having fits right now in their cars.
Okay, don't be mean to the vegans. I'm so sorry, vegans.
But it was honestly one of the most delicious delicacies, I should say, that I've had. And I tell you what, goes even better down with a beer.
Are you going to bring them in for work now? Like, is that you going to be your go-to?
I don't know if there's somewhere in the Goulburn Valley that does that dish. But you know what? I would have it regularly because it was delicious.
Not in this studio, buddy.
Would you try that?
No.
Is there something like that you've tried that you've gone, that was disgusting?
I think I've had a testicle before.
Well, like an animal?
Yeah.
Yes?
In like Asia or somewhere.
Have you tried like a tongue or something strange like that?
No, I don't think I've had a tongue. I've had kangaroo tail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was delicious.
Kangaroo is a delicious meat.
Yeah.
In North Queensland once, we were on a family holiday when I was younger. I remember I tried crocodile.
Yeah.
And that was like a marinated chicken. I remember that being really nice.
Okay.
Like that type of taste, if you know what I mean. 13, 12, 16, Goulburn Valley. Make me feel not as crazy for trying baby cow brains and bull balls. What is the strangest food you've ever tried?
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Let's go to Anna in Echuca. Anna, what's the weirdest thing you've eaten, my friend?
I went to South Africa with my family once and we had crocodile goo.
What, so they take the meat of the snake and mash it up?
Yeah, and snakes aren't like chickens or cows or whatever where it's like quite... you know, hearty and it just nuts. And the crocodile was also gross.
I imagine snake meat would be quite tough, you know, like you have to really get it, like bite into it.
Yeah. Yeah, it moved too much.
I can imagine the meat being a bit like a fish. What did it taste like?
Eel.
Yeah, it's sort of seafoody more than a like poultry. It just it had an icky aftertaste. I don't recommend.
Yeah, and I feel like you'd have like furry teeth from it or something.
Well, yeah, pretty much. I tried.
All right, interesting. I'll put it on the list. Thanks for your call, Anna.
Same.
Actually, I don't think I will put it on the list. It doesn't sound great.
I'd try anything.
Anything?
Anything.
You would try any food in the world. Can I get that on record?
Whoa. Not spiders. You know, I've got a fear of spiders. It's the one thing I'd draw the line at because I know in Thailand, you can try tarantulas
like a tarantula
or something. No, thank you.
What about like a cricket?
Yeah, I'd try a cricket. Oh, yeah, I'd try a cricket.
Just going to write this time down, 6:54 on Monday. I'm going to keep that audio. And, hey, Golden Valley, if you've got anything that you want Josiah to eat, let us know.
Yes.
Hit me up. Hit GB on Insta. Hit Golden Valley on Facebook. Anything. He's open to anything.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I want to play a little game with you, okay?
Yes, love a game.
Now, a article has come out seeing if you can decode Gen Z slang. So let's just get our gens. We were debating during the song which one's which. So what I think is Gen X is our parents.
Mm-hmm.
Gen Y is us. I'm 29. What are you, 27?
No,
20,
we're
27?
Technically Gen Z, I think. And then the one below us is Gen Y.
So
I don't know.
Gen Z, I'm going to say, is the millennials. So someone born from 2000 onwards. Whatever it is, let's just roll with it.
Okay, so young people.
I'm going to ask you 10 questions and let's see what you get out of 10. Most people, they average only 5 out of 10 that aren't Gen Zs, okay?
Okay.
Let's punch this through. All right, what does I'm low-key mad right now mean?
A little bit mad. Like I'm a little bit angry.
I'm kind of mad right now. Boom. Yes. Maybe you are Gen Z.
Oh my God, I'm so young.
What does that song is the GOAT mean?
Oh, the greatest of all time. Roger
Bam,
Federer.
Two. What does, come on, spill the tea mean?
Like dish the dirt. Give me the goss.
She's 3 out of 3, guys.
I am the youngest person that ever lived, guys.
Most people answer to that one. Come on, live a little. That's not the answer.
Oh.
What does OMG, I'm dead mean?
Oh my goodness. Oh God. That is crazy. Like I've never heard anything so crazy in my life. That's floored me.
Yeah, I'm so amused. She's 4 from 4, Eleanor.
My God. Kids, like let's hang out this weekend.
Most parents think the answer to that one is OMG, I'm not who I thought it was.
Oh.
That makes zero
Come
sense.
Come on, parents.
The person is so extra. What is
oh,
that?
Like a bit over the top, bit OTT, think they're living their best life when really they're not.
Most people think that means the person is dumb or silly. No, you are right on the money.
Oh my God. Anyone got a 16th this weekend, sweet 16th? Because I can come. I can fit in.
You're a snack.
You're like hot.
6 from 6. This article is written about you are Gen Z. I didn't know what a snack meant. What does it's Gucci mean?
Ooh.
It's Gucci. I know it's a brand, but what does it mean when you're a young person saying it as a quote?
Oh, I'm not convinced about this one, but is it like maybe like you're a bit fancy?
That's so Gucci. You know what? I'll give it to you. Yes. It basically just means it's good.
Oh, okay. Gucci. Yeah, it's Gucci.
You know what the Josiah and Ellie show? So Gucci.
It's so Gucci. I hear the kids saying that all the time now. I know what it means.
That girl is snatched. Sounds like Madeline McCann. What does that mean? That girl is snatched.
Oh, my goodness. Too soon. I don't know. What, like, oh, she's got a boyfriend now?
Yeah, no, it isn't. That's what a lot of people think it is. It's that girl that looks amazing. She's hot.
Oh, that's a silly one. Oh, wait, sorry.
Check out that girl over there. She's snatched.
Don't say that,
Madeline McCann. That was like 10 years ago. It's not too soon.
It's too soon.
It was so long ago.
She's still missing. It's too soon. When she's found, you can make jokes.
What does? Can you hop off, please, mate?
Can you hop off?
Can you hop off, please?
Like, get off my back.
No, it actually...
Or get off the bus.
Can you mind your own business?
Oh, can you hop up?
I'll tell you what, to our parents, it means something else. And finally, the last one. The game is rough. So rough, man. The game's just rough.
I reckon it's like the dating scene. Like, oh, it's like tough to get a girlfriend.
No, that's what most people think it is too. Life is rough. Just straight up, life is rough. Ellie, you started off so well. You got 7 out of 10. I think the Madeline McCann comment
threw me.
Eat breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
There is a video going viral at the moment overnight. It comes from Sydney. Two parking inspectors. They're in their ute in the middle of Sydney, and dash cam footage has captured them reversing, hitting a car, right? They get out to look. They get back in, drive off, leave no note, nothing.
What dirty dogs.
Don't get me started on parking rangers.
Don't get me started because I'm mad because I've had two parking tickets in Shepparton in the last week.
Two?
One outside Coles, one outside F45 on High Street.
I mean, pay for your tickets first of all.
Okay.
Second of all, I'm going to back you up here. A town the size of Shep should not have to pay for parking anywhere. Save that for the big cities. Thirdly, hasn't some new company come and started?
Yeah, they've outsourced it. The council got rid of it and they've outsourced, I think, to a Melbourne-based company. And now they are onto a public service announcement for anyone who lives or works or travels to Shep. Pay for tickets, guys, even if you're only going in for 5 minutes because they are getting all of us.
Can I do my own public service announcement? If you're those park inspectors and you're listening, here's an idea. Get in your cars, drive back to Melbourne. You're not welcome
hey,
here.
Hey, don't be rude. Let's not spread hate, Josiah.
Go away. They've
got a job to do. But I want to circle back to the story about the parking inspectors reversing into a car because I had a similar moment on Friday afternoon, except I, unlike these parking inspectors, was a bloody hero. And then
what, did somebody hit you or you hit somebody else?
Okay, so I finished, I was a bit of a Debbie Downer on Friday. I'd had like a really long week. You'd been gone, been doing, you know, working double time in your absence.
Tell you what, if you hadn't seen me for 2 weeks, I'd be a Debbie Downer too. I make this place a better place.
But I was heading into the weekend with no plans, so I was a bit depressed. So I went to the gym, it was raining on a Friday night, got out of the gym, sat in my car for a bit on my phone. Just obviously just
swiping on Tinder.
No, just doing some status updates saying, oh, I went to the gym on a Friday because I'm so tough.
Yeah, or what, on your Grindr account? Or?
Anyway, then I go to leave and I put my phone down. I look in my rearview mirror and I don't see anything because it's dark, right? It's dark and stormy and rainy. Look out. So I go to reverse and then I hear this. I reversed into someone's car.
Oh, Ellie.
I know. But I got out.
Hang on. Well, so no wonder you're depresso. You got two parking fines in the same week and you reverse into a car.
Yes, right.
How bad was the damage?
Okay, so I immediately, unlike these parking inspectors, jumped out of my car and there was a woman actually sitting in the car. She'd been in her car when I hit her. And I jumped out and said, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I looked behind me. I didn't see anything. Your car's, it was a dark coloured car. It was camouflaged. I'm so sorry.
It was an army car. Camouflage.
Yeah, it turns out it was the armed forces. No, and we looked and turns out there was absolutely no damage. There was not even a scratch on her car. There was a tiny little scratch on
so
my
what,
car.
So what, you just drove off? That's fine.
No, but me, like the hero that I am, said, hey, here's my number. Take it down. If you notice any scratches, give me a call. I mean, am I a hero or what?
I mean, you're not a hero. You're just a nice person. You know what I'd do? Have you seen that meme that goes viral? Where there's a piece of paper, someone took a photo of the ticket on their car.
Yeah.
Someone left a note on a car saying, hey, I reverse into your car. Sorry about the damage. I'm not actually leaving any of my details. There are people watching, so I'm pretending I am.
Oh, see, Josiah Sharla. Hero.
That's not what I do. That's actually Albanian style.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Everyone's favourite game for a Monday morning. It gets us through the week. Meet Me in the Riddle is back. 13, 12, 16 is our number. If you know the answer, it's the best of three. What have we got for a prize today, Ellie?
A double pass to Village Cinemas in Shepparton. Ooh. Up for grabs. I love how it gets everyone through the week.
Of course it
like,
does.
I don't know many people who are on their way to work right now being like, oh, this game of Meet Me in the Riddle is going to get me to Friday.
Well, you know what? When you hear the answers, you'll be like, ah, of course.
And you can take it to work, tell your colleagues. You'll be the most popular person in the office.
And guess what? It'll get you through the week.
Leanne from Shep, morning. Welcome to the show.
How you going, guys?
We are good. It's a Monday. We're good to be here. Six children, two dogs was the riddle I put out before the song. They're all under an umbrella. How did none of them get wet, Leanne from Shep?
Because it's not raining.
Oh,
she
All right, we've gotten you to Wednesday. Let's see if we can get you to Friday.
Like I said, the riddles are very good today. Leanne, if you get this one right, you go to a third question. If not, we do go to Carla from Shep. What belongs to you but is used more by others?
I think I did this one, Mario.
Oh, come on. This is my segment.
I know.
What belongs to you? We're just going to have to roll with it anyway.
Leanne obviously hasn't listened to the show while you're away, Josiah.
What belongs to you, Leanne, but is used more by other people?
Your name?
Ollie-Ann! Did you hear that on our show last week?
Did I what, sorry?
Did you hear that on our show last week?
No, I didn't, no.
Okay, good. Well, there you go. You're
very
clever.
Switched on.
Yeah, very switched on. All right, well, you're up to Thursday. Let's see if we can get you all the way through to Saturday.
If you get this one right, you win the Village Cinema tickets. If not, Carla from Shep by default gets a chance and a crack at those. Okay, here we go. Leanne, what can be as big as an elephant but weigh nothing?
As big as an elephant but weighs nothing.
What can be as big as an elephant but weighs nothing?
I've got an idea.
You've got 5 seconds, Leanne. Any ideas?
Its own shadow.
Stop it.
Leanne, I don't know if you've got Google in front of you, if you're one smart cookie, but congratulations.
Thank you.
A clean sweep. You would not read about it.
An elephant's shadow is bang on the money. Well done.
I was going to say an eight-letter word. I was like, that's as big as elephant. You know, I'm thinking outside the box. Well done, Leanne. You've officially got a double pass to Village Cinemas in Shep.
Thank you so much.
No worries at all. Very impressive stuff indeed. Meet me in the riddle. It will be back on your radio next Monday.
This is... Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
The Block is back for another season. It's bigger and better than ever. And joining us now are contestants Mitch and Mark. Morning, boys.
Good morning.
We should say crowd.
You should always have manners.
I agree. Manners. Siri deserves manners. It doesn't matter that she's a robot, right?
Exactly, right. Yeah. Judges deserve manners too.
Judges do. But we're talking to Siri on our phones, boys. When I speak to Siri, she's just there. She's like almost a slave. She just does what she's told. Why do I have to say thank you at the end?
Your mum raised you.
Yeah. Thank you for your input, boys. I really appreciate you as people. There we go. That's an example of good manners. Now, boys, I'm wondering if you can help us out. I just before we played that last song, I said, you know, we're talking to the boys who are really good at flipping houses. And Josiah said, what's flipping a house? That's not a thing. Tell me, flipping a house is a term, right?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
You buy something, you fix it, you sell it. It's called a flip.
And you guys have done that a lot in your time?
We've done about 15 of them.
Yeah. In about, 10, 12 years, we've done about 15 places. But they're apartments, you know, in Sydney.
I mean, I've never renovated before, but I've heard it's super stressful. Why do you want all that extra stress in your lives, or do you love it?
We're masochists.
It became addictive. When we did our first one, we did it for a really technical reason. We were broke.
Yeah, cool.
And then we did well. We did well with some of them, and we just thought it was a way of getting ahead outside of our day jobs.
Yeah, right.
Can I ask what's wrong with the word?
It becomes a bit addictive.
Yeah, I can imagine it would. But what's wrong with the word renovate? Why do we have to say flip? Are we all allergic to it or something?
because we're over 50, and when you're over 50, you're very conscious of making sure you stay on trend. If flipping is on trend, we want to be on trend.
That is a good point. In fact, later in our show, we're doing a test to see how millennial I am, and I feel like I'm going to fail. Josiah's going to give me a whole bunch of young people terms. I'm going to see if I can get them. You guys can join in if you want. We'll send you the test if you want.
All right. There we go.
I'm in shock that you guys are over 50. You guys look very good for your age. Yeah. What moisturiser do you use?
we use distance from camera.
That's what we need to do with our videos, Josiah. We're in a similar thing, except we use radio as our filter.
Yeah.
All right, boys, I want to play a little game with you. It's called Josiah and Ellie's Take Five. I'm going to fire off five questions at you, and you have to answer them. It's about the other contestants, all right?
Ooh. You go first, Mark, in case it's
uh-oh.
Okay, first
one. Yeah, you can take turns with your answers.
Most annoying contestant.
I had to be Jesse.
Oh, God.
Hey, Doug, sorry.
Who is
Jesse makes it so.
Who's the person that you'd want to have a beer with the most?
Andy's a great mate.
Both in agreement on that one. I like it. Okay.
Who's got the worst laugh or most annoying?
That had to be Andy as well.
Andy. Yeah.
The boys don't like Andy.
So you can have a beer with him, just don't drink with him. Don't let make him laugh. Yes.
Who is the funniest contestant?
Andy.
Oh, no, yeah, well, and probably you, Mitch. Andy wants to be funny, and he's funny because he's got dad jokes.
Oh, nice.
If you boys say Andy for this fifth and final question, I can't wait to play it back to him. Who has the worst breath?
Actually, I don't remember any bad breath here.
No one that I can think. I didn't get that close to any of them.
Yeah.
Jesse eats with his mouth. Jesse eats with his mouth open. Talks with his mouth open while feeding. So maybe he smells food.
We'll lock that one in then.
All right. Robin Andy.
Well, you've given us a lot of insight there, boys.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us. Make sure
Thanks,
you catch
guys.
The block on Channel 9.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.